Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So Schwarber has pepped it up this year up to now 56 home runs, 55 and 56 last night. Rob Thompson was asked after the game because there are four games. So let me give you quick standings. Two seed for the Phillies, almost all but guaranteed. They certainly are going to be at least a two. They have clinched the bye, as Rhea talked about in the update. They still have a shot at the one seed, but it's not going to happen. So with four games left for the Phillies and the Brewers are three up.
It might happen, Joe.
Phillies got to win four.
But it's pretty low key. Yeah.
And Brewers got
to
lose
for
four.
It to happen.
Yeah,
like it's cool.
It's less
cool,
than.
We don't expect it at all.
At all. Not going to happen.
But it might.
But it might. So, you know, I don't think they're going to like play for that. But I do hope to play hard all the way through. I hope to just keep playing all the players. But obviously with Schwarber getting near Ryan Howard's record, and sometimes teams rest players at this stage, Rob Thompson was asked after the game about, you know, whether he's going to sort of keep playing Schwarber to, you know, in part to try to get that record. Here's what the skipper said.
On set this weekend, though, if the games maybe get to a point where they don't have a ton of meaning, like wanting to let him have a chance to break it, but also maybe rest guys.
Well, I think I'll talk to him, but I think I'll give him a chance to break it if it's there.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. I wanted to hear, like, I was going to keep playing all the players. But, you know, he didn't declare that. And we
hey,
don't
guys,
know.
One seed's still on the table. We're trying to win it.
Yeah, I don't even care as much about that.
I was joking.
Just keep playing everybody. Don't get out of rhythm. All right, by the way, still need someone to call us up on the Delco smell. I'm looking for that. Also, happy birthday to Seltzer today. James turns 44 today.
I'm 40!
Four!
Didn't that coach just get fired?
It was really good. It was a great call.
Strong, he got fired. He got fired this week, Ray.
He's been there forever.
Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Just got fired.
Got fired about 2 days ago.
Wow, ironic.
Yep. We never did come up with what my 47 is.
I know. It kind of fell off. It's a shame.
It's hard.
It was a good bit.
I mean, we need a famous. If anyone knows a famous.
Seven.
Because here's what we had. Right, this goes back a couple months ago.
I'll say I was very excited to play it this morning to bring it back.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Here's a seven that I don't know if this was Wechter or if this was Justin D'Orazio or if this was Lewis Coco, all of whom have been back there preparing audio for us through the year. Wechter, obviously, for the first half of the year. Here was a seven that someone found.
Seven!
So it would be
that's
that.
The count.
Yeah, it's the count.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it could be...
Seven!
40.
Seven!
All right. I'm a man. I'm 40!
Seven!
It's not right. Bad, actually.
Not
pretty funny.
Not bad at
all. All right, and then another one that we found is, I'm a man. I'm 40!
Seven!
I like the count so better.
Wait, what is
seven!
That, they call that the organ.
It's weird.
Yeah, I think that's also from the same...
I kind of...
Seven!
This is a poll here, but isn't that the same sound they use for Top 5 at 5?
Well, yes, like, it's the same guy.
But like, who is that?
Whoever that guy is.
Seven.
Yeah. I can't wait, by the way, until I do the bottom 8 at 8. When I beat Fritz's ass in basketball, first show after it, I'm doing the bottom 8 at 8.
All Fritz related.
The eight most ridiculous things that show.
We're still talking trash here.
Yeah. No, listen, when I get this boot off, boots to asses. This is going to be the true boot.
Hey, my fantasy football team is named Mommy Dearest.
Right. I do love that.
With
name.
A picture,
is that you?
With a picture of Spike holding a baby Jack Fritz. So I'm all in, buddy.
Richie
I'm all
and
in.
I by yeah. like a point. this past week.
No. I it was close going in, and then I ended up. You lost this past week to someone else by 2 points. I beat you pretty handily
2 weeks ago.
Oh. Then who beat us this week? I don't know.
Who knows?
Someone.
By the way, speaking of the me versus Fritz thing, shout out to, sir, if you're listening, God bless you. There's a guy in San Fran, random guy, who approached a buddy of mine in San Fran, and the question was, what is going on with this Fritz DeCamera?
Really?
And my buddy knew all about it, so we told him, he gave him a detailed answer. But, sir, in San Francisco, I salute you. If you hear us, we appreciate you. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to this Jason Tatum audio, talking about the 76ers all those years ago, passing on him for Markelle Fultz. Let's go to Brian right now. Brian, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Great,
buddy.
Brian.
Hey, so last night, leaving for the game to go to the Phillies, and it was about 5:30, and we walk out of my house, and I just step into this pungent odor.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. It smells like raw sewage or like trash. And we're in Havertown, so we're in Delaware County. So I'm looking around. I'm like, I've taken out the trash. It's trash now. I'm thinking maybe it's that. I'm like, no, it can't be. It's like, it's all around you. It's everywhere. So it was just the worst smell. And my son gets in the car and says, Dad, it smells like you're at the beach. Like that bay kind of smell.
Bay smell. So is this only outside? Is it, when you go outside your house?
Does it permeate?
Yeah, is it coming indoors?
Good question.
Also?
No, when I literally closed my door, walked outside, smelt it, closed my door again, like smelling. I'm like, no, it's not coming from inside the house. And then I grab my wife. I'm like, hey, let me know. Like, does it smell bad out here? And she's like, oh my gosh, what's that smell? Wow. So yeah, definitely. Like around 5:30, and my son plays ice hockey, and his team had practice over at the Springfield Ice Rink by the country club, and they got evacuated from the rink for a natural gas leak.
Wow.
Around the same time.
Well, so, now I'm wondering if outdoor practices will even happen today for the, you know, the football teams and the soccer teams, you know, fall sports.
Wow.
Is that track or cross country in the fall?
Cross country.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if they even have those practices today. If it's, you know,
not so cross country in the spring.
Whichever. Yeah. Brian, is it as bad right now as it was last night?
No. I came out this morning, and but I could just be in it. You know, you get in it and you get used to it. But
no, it's true. Once a smell kind of just becomes common and you don't notice it.
Sort of like how the Bucks will be used to the heat and the Eagles won't.
True. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, things like this matter.
Well, hopefully it won't be so hot. I saw high 80s instead of maybe high 90s. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, listen, Brian, good luck to you and your squad out there in Delco, man.
Hey, thanks. Can I give you a grade 8?
Please do.
Alex Ovechkin?
Yeah, Ovechkin's a good answer, man. I mean, he tracked down a big record in sports history, getting Gretzky recently.
Well, he's been playing for 20 years.
He's been playing a long time and playing at a high, very, very high level.
An amazingly high level.
So Ovechkin or Crosby, better player this generation?
I will always vote against Sidney Crosby for anything.
So Crosby's got more rings. I think he's got 3 and Ovechkin's got 1. It did look for a while like it was Crosby, and now it seems like it might have swung to Ovechkin with the way he's finished.
I will say this about Crosby. He embraced being the villain.
Oh, he did.
So I will give him credit for that.
He really did. You know who's not a villain? And we got to wish her a happy retirement. She retired yesterday. Sister Jean.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, 106 years old.
106 years old.
106, man.
So if you recognize the name, but like, remind me, who's Sister Jean?
She can't make it onto campus anymore, they say.
She can't do the role anymore. So she was the Loyola Marymount, Loyola of Chicago, I should say. Loyola of Chicago. Yeah. You know, liaison, chaplain for the basketball team and other duties around campus. And she is still healthy enough to, you know, live, but she is no longer considered healthy enough to work. And so she hangs up her, I think she was clocking in. She had a time card.
I think she's probably salaried.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know that nuns are salaried. I mean, I got 2 aunts that have been nuns, one who's still alive. I don't think there was a salary.
I don't know.
Well, they get paid.
There might have been a stipend. I don't know if it was a
maybe
salary.
Maybe it was a stipend. You know what I mean? I'm sure it ain't a lot.
You have 2 nuns.
My mom and dad, both.
Yeah, his whole family is
my
like
mom and dad both had a sister.
I knew about Geraldine.
Well, no, that's a different
that's It's a different one. He's got all kinds of nuns in his family.
Was Geraldine was my grandmom's friend who became my mom's teacher. That was Sister Mary Gerald. Then I've got my other two aunts. I mean, my two aunts that are nuns.
So three nuns have had an impact on your life.
Yeah, big time. And I'd add two
that you were related to directly.
Yeah, and I'd add two more. Sister St. Esther and Sister St. Raymond, who
five
was
nuns?
My Aunt Judy's friends. I would say five
nuns heavily impacted your world.
When I'd be like 12 years old, I'd go to the villa.
I've never even seen a nun.
The villa
is
right next to the mount. I'd go to the villa and I'd play Scrabble with Sister St. Esther or Sister St. Raymond.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was great. I'd visit them.
I'm sure they appreciated
play
that.
Play Scrabble.
Too. Yeah, Scrabble's awesome.
So they're not normally in the habit anymore. You know, you don't get the habit thing.
They are in the habit. They're just not in the habit of playing Scrabble.
You can pick them out, though. I see them when I'm at my Acme because, you know, St. Monica's is super close.
Yeah.
I can always pick. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's
love and none.
I went for 12 years.
Love and none.
Love and none. But congrats to Sister Jean. Oh, and another one, Sister Jean, my Sister Jean.
So hold on.
Because I had Sister Jean from Norwood. Six. I'm up to six notable nuns in my life.
Six notable nuns. Yeah. Impacted you heavily.
Yeah. And then my aunt's friend,
have
Sister
you ever
Bonnie.
Considered becoming?
Seven. No, I did not consider the nunhood.
Nun or man of the cloth.
Did not consider the priesthood.
It's not allowed to become a nun, John.
Yeah. Yeah. Did not consider that.
Priest.
But anyway, congrats to Sister Jean. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones.
Not Geraldine, Sister
Not Jean. Geraldine, nor my Sister Jean from Norwood, but the Sister
Congrats
Jean.
Congrats to all of them. How
all the
that?
Nuns.
Yeah. Jean's
absolutely.
All around.
Yes.
Congrats.
Jean's Hospital. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville, right? Oh, now we're rolling.
I love blue
now
jeans.
Now we're rolling.
Hey, 23andMe, the genes. Yeah, anyway.
There we go.
I learned new things about my genealogy.
There you go. Ed, what's up, dude?
Good morning, Joe. I have an idea for the 7. I may have floated it to Seltzer a while back. Remember that 7-Up commercial back in the 90s? It was like, make 7-Up yours. And then, like, he had the make 7, and then he had the second half on the back of his shirt. And, like everybody who passed him on the street thought they were saying, blank yours.
I don't. I mean, listen, I'm open-minded if we can track down the audio. I will tell you this, Ed. I think this one
7
is pretty good.
I think it's borderline great.
Yeah, I'm a man. I'm 40.
7.
We need Louis Coco to get dramatic. On the horn and put that together.
Pretty solid.
That's strong.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That is a good one.
Now, Darius Slay might say,
no.
You know, but I think it works. Yeah.
Don't let him say that to you.
It is a good one. So,
Ed, what do you got today, man?
Yeah, so the Eagles situation is interesting, and I was, you know, thinking about, you know, do you go Ringo? Do you not? And I think it was John or your earlier point. Like, if he can't beat out some rando that they pick up, that kind of informs their opinion about him. But, you know, there's a couple of, you know, potential, like I've seen on like trading blocks and whatever. Greg Newsom from the Browns may cost you a third round pick, but, you know, I don't know if the Browns are looking to contend anytime soon.
And let me just say this for like the seventh time in the last 3 weeks. I still don't know why they traded a fifth and sixth round pick for that backup running back. I didn't understand it at the time. I was very clear. You might want to use an NBA term, those assets for a different position later in the season.
I think they were worried about Shipley.
You know what?
When he's back. I mean, he practiced yesterday.
We haven't seen Tank Bigsby play in the offense yet.
He doesn't play. He doesn't play. He doesn't return well. Yeah. Like I was on the record. Why did they just trade two picks for this guy?
And now I will say the idea of upgrading your kick return game, I think Howie was out in front of that. Yeah. I think he chose the wrong guy. I think it matters. Like, I think this is could be a real advantage this season. But no, it was the wrong guy. I think they got the wrong guy, but I think he had the right idea, but the wrong guy.
Who's a bad center with hands? I was gonna say Samuel Dalembert, but maybe he was.
Dikembe didn't have great hands.
Dikembe had bad hands. McCullough had great hands. Nice soft hands. Catch the ball with ease.
And Shaq didn't have the best hands. I mean, he had good hands considering, but like in terms of finesse in the free throws and all that stuff.
But some centers really struggle to just catch it.
Catch it, yeah. Andre Drummond has bad hands.
I thought he had great
hands.
Andre
Drummond.
No, you're wrong,
James.
He had great hands.
He had great
wrong. You got that totally backwards. That's why
you get someone else then?
Someone else. Yeah. Someone else. All right, Ed, give me an answer for an 8. There's a lot of 8s. Phillies had 8 homers last night. What do you got?
Well, it's how Joe DeCameron makes all of his life decisions. He asked the Magic 8 Ball.
The Magic 8-Ball.
Been waiting all show for that one.
That's a big answer.
Big answer. I like the crystal ball. I don't love it.
Well, you didn't play with the Magic 8-Ball
when you were younger?
It's okay.
Would you have liked it better if you had just said 8-Ball? Like a pool 8-Ball?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking, yeah.
Yeah.
Might be a better answer.
Yeah, or like that time in Montreal when I stole the cue ball from a bar. They charged me $5 for the cue ball, so I stole it. I'll make this quick. I still have it. This was spring break.
Is it displayed next to your photo of Holly Robinson Pete?
I don't know. It's up in a cabinet. It's not. No, the Holly Robinson Pete is. Well, also that's in my
up in a cabinet.
No, that's in my. That's in my. What do you call it?
Album.
Where you put your photo albums in a book shelf bookcase.
Bookcase.
I thought this was a righteous steal. But I found out from my buddies I was wrong. So bottom line is we're in a bar on Crescent Street in Montreal, spring break. I'm the one guy that goes north for spring break, me and my two buddies. And I put the buck in for the pool, you know, dollar for the pool, and all the balls spit out except for the cue ball. Mm. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, where's the cue ball? So I go to someone at the worker person. I say, where's the cue ball? And then she says, you got to go to the front. I'm like, what do you mean? I go to the front. And the guy at the front says, $5. I'm like, well, my man, I just paid a dollar. Like, what are we doing here? And he said, $5. And I said, well, okay, because I wanted to play pool.
Sure.
So
you good at pool?
By the way, this is real happened in spring break for me. Me and my two buddies playing pool. Yeah. Really working the ladies in the room in Montreal, Canada. And it was freaking freezing up there. Anyway, bottom line.
You stole it.
I stole the ball out of protest.
That's fair.
But what my friends told me, or someone told me later, maybe I ran into someone the next night, and they're like, hey, actually, here's the way it works. You just give it back, and you get your $5 back.
He didn't tell you that?
Didn't tell me that.
So you didn't get,
you're American.
So you essentially paid $5 for...
Yeah, I paid $6, $6, if you will, because I had given
you.
Yeah.
Well?
I just thought it was like, and there was a reason... I forget, like, obviously, why would the bar do that? I don't remember, but there was...
Maybe so people don't
steal the cue ball. Well, the irony is thick. Then don't have a freaking $5 charge and not explain to me I get my money back. Anyway, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance, and I do still have that cue ball. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted. For immediate sale, visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, ESPN ranked Joel Embiid as the 47th best player in the NBA. That is A, too low, meaning he should be ranked 1 through 46. B, too high, meaning he should be 48 through, you know, whatever. Or C, 47 sounds about right. I'll be very interested to see where this poll result comes in today. Let's listen to Jason Tatum. The 76ers famously passed on him years ago. 2 days ago, he was on ESPN with Stephen A. Smith on First Take. And Stephen A. had asked him all these years later, does he still think about how the Sixers and Lakers both passed on him? And he initially referenced he used to think about it a lot more when he was young. Doesn't think about it as much anymore, but he did say this.
Not necessarily like I wanted to play for Philly. Right. I wanted to be the number one pick. I felt like I was the best player. Yeah. Yeah, I was upset a little bit at first. And
not a grudge holder.
Just wondering how you feel when you go against those two franchises. Like, to remind everybody, you could have had me.
I mean,
this is what you're missing out on. That's all I was asking.
I played Philly 3 times in the playoffs.
Yes.
We won every time.
I was just going to say, he knows the record.
I'm fully aware.
But like you said, everything worked out, and I'm glad I'm on the Celtics.
He gets his zing in there. He gets his zing in there. So, and it was false. And the thing that I've always wondered is... And I doubt it could be in the deal. Couldn't be in the deal that the Sixers couldn't reverse course. Like if they say to the Celtics, we'll make this trade, but we're doing it for Fultz.
Yeah.
And Ainge says, okay, we'll make the trade. And the Sixers give him an extra first round pick to make it. You know, I can't imagine it was actually in the deal. Because if you remember, this was a couple weeks before the draft. Yeah. And if the Sixers in those final couple weeks determine, hey, Markel Fultz is a freaking head case, then if it's not
but
written in the deal, I go back
point.
On my word. Well, they might not have.
They might not have known it, but that was the guy they wanted. I mean,
it was clearly the guy they wanted.
You know, I mean, a lot of people thought of this as a no-brainer.
But you know what, Rhea? They didn't. And by the way, I want to be clear. I also wanted Fultz. I'll be honest. But it wasn't. Perfect. But it wasn't my job to do the homework on his brain. They're the ones that have to talk to all the hundreds of people in his life and him directly.
If mentally,
and how do they not figure out the guy? The guy's brain doesn't work.
But it would have fit perfectly with Joel Embiid and with Ben Simmons.
Yes.
If it was right. I mean, it made all the sense in the world.
It did, because he could play the one or the two.
Yep.
And I agree with you. And it, what a disaster. All right, 215. I mean, that is one of the all-time lack of homework in Philadelphia sports history, that they did not have that guy's brain assessed. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, some life advice with DeHammer. Also, D'Amico Ryans and Sirianni weighing in on the CJGJ situation yesterday. That and more. Phone calls on all these topics on 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Joining us now, Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how
good
are you?
Good morning. Rhea. How are you?
How you doing?
We're great. Phillies are getting ready for October, number two seed.
Oh, look, they just hit another home run.
Eight.
Yeah, that was banana.
I was saying it earlier, it's not often a three home run game gets overshadowed. Edmundo hit three, and we're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. We got Schwarber to deal with.
It's kind of nice.
It is.
It's adorable.
It is. That's a great return for him. Yeah. But Schwarber now at 56. Rhea, should they let him play all weekend to try to get this record?
So, I immediately, when I first heard it, I went, well, it's ridiculous. It has no comparison to Saquon Barkley,
right?
Because basically Saquon plays a punishing position. And as you pointed out, the offensive line would have had to play. And I'm going, how injured can he get up, you know, just going up to the plate?
Right.
And then I remembered, I'm kind of being a hypocrite. Mm. Because back in 2011, I screamed that entire weekend as the Phillies tried so hard to get Charlie that record. And they let the St. Louis Cardinals, who were only the hottest team in baseball the second half of that season,
they
and
let them in.
And then we know what happened. Mm. So I'm conflicted.
So like deep down, you're like kind of like, maybe I should be consistent, that this shouldn't matter. They should. My thing is this. If they had to play next week, if they were going to play in the wild card round, then I could absolutely see the need this weekend that everyone sits a game or two and rest.
Yeah.
They're not playing until next Saturday. It feels like, and this is beyond Schwarber, whether it's Harper, Schwarber, any of them, Turner if he comes back. If they don't play this weekend, they're gonna go like 10 days without a real game.
And they're wrapping up with the Twins?
Twins this weekend.
We don't have any beef with the Twins, right?
No beef. We should thank them for Duran and Bader.
Yeah, if it was like Atlanta or the Mets, I'd be like, yeah, no, they're going to go inside one of them.
Right.
So I don't think it's as big a deal, but I do remember I went off on the, I mean, and I did it while it was happening. I kept saying, do not let the Saints, please just lose. All they had to do was lose one game. And they're like, no, we got to get Charlie. And I do remember they had gone on a losing streak before that. So they were trying to write things, but, you know, you just one loss.
Kind of that karma thing. You don't want to mess with karma at all.
No, you never want to mess with karma. And this fellowship is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
That's a pro right there.
I wait for it every time. I'm when is he coming in with it?
No, I just try to fit it in. As it has to be a natural, seamless transition.
Yeah, I always see it in your eyes when you're ready to do it. You're like,
It's
I saw him holding the paper. Yeah. I said, it's coming.
It's like double dutch. Yeah. You know, you try to get in where you fit it, you double dutch it. So
double dutch is hard. I could do it when I was younger.
Oh, I can't do it now.
No, oh God, no.
Oh,
we would kill each other.
That would be fun to watch Hugh Douglas try to double dutch right now. All right.
right, so all things in the Phillies world are good, and we're getting ready for a postseason series next
week.
Well,
the bullpen's a little shaky.
Well, you're right. And that does concern me. But for the most part, they're going to be the 2 seed. They're going to open up at home. Eagles world, everything's good for wins and losses. 3-0, but this injury stuff, Rhea, yesterday, where'd that come from?
Dropping like flies.
I was doing stuff in the afternoon. I had a podcast to do, and I do stuff. And I just pick up my phone, I go, what? Zach Bond's got a huge brace on his knee.
I saw that. That was bananas.
Yeah, I'm going, and you know, all this stuff, and I went, oh, this is not good.
Including Nolan Smith, who's now on the IR. And so there's like the big picture and small picture. Sure. Big picture, I am concerned about his durability. Every year he's banged up, and he's not the biggest guy.
It's because of the violent way he plays.
Yes, and I mean, love the way he plays.
Oh, and we all do. I mean,
he got to get his weight up.
Yeah, he does. He's got to get stronger.
Yes.
He's got to get stronger. But the concern is, that's the one that he tore in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Came back. Now, they're calling it a re-aggravation, not that he tore it again. But you know, Brandon Graham, he tore it, came back in the Super Bowl. He tore it right again.
So we had Nolan on in training camp, and we asked him, like, where are you in the whole process? And if my memory serves, I think he told us he was like 75% then. He really hasn't any time off since then, right? So, like, he just may never have gotten fully back. So he's going to be at least 4 weeks. Yep. Rhea, how concerned are you with the pass rush? They only have 3 sacks with him, and he's their best pass rusher.
So it hasn't. Well, and I think there's some extenuating circumstances for that. I mean, obviously, what they lost from last year, Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. Yep.
And Brandon.
Yeah.
But, you know, that rotation is because, let's go, first game, no Jalen Carter.
Yes.
So, you know, that line was compromised from that first game. Second game, you know that you heard Vic Fangio say after the game that he needed to get in better shape.
Yes.
The third game, he didn't do too much, like, you know, like everybody else for about a half and a quarter. But I think in this last game, although they didn't get the sacks, Jalen got one, didn't he? I think he got one.
I think they may have had one Sunday, yeah.
I think they got a lot of pressure, and they hit Stafford. Stafford generally does not miss those passes that I'm telling you, because I was at the game, and I was sitting there, I was with the NovaCare doctor we had on Monday. So he and I were talking, and he brings binoculars, which I love. So he kept seeing Stafford in between, in between plays, where the TV camera's not on him, but we were watching him. He's down on his haunches. He's wincing, you know, in that second half.
Yeah.
So they did hit him a lot.
You're right about that. I thought it was kind of an under-talked about part of the comeback. Is I thought Stafford missed 2 or 3 plays that led to either punts or field goals. He had Devontae Adams with a step at one point, and he overthrew him. He makes those throws. The Eagles are probably losing that game.
You wonder about that back, but I think the Eagles, did they get 10 quarterback hits on him?
They did seem to. And there was one where he got up and he was like holding his back.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So I think although the numbers aren't there, I think they got pressure on Stafford.
Yes.
Yeah, they got him.
They got him a little bit. They got enough. All right, so next 4 weeks. Now, this is actually probably the best part of the schedule to be missing Nolan Smith, because Baker's good this week. But
their offensive line
is banged up.
They don't have a single person playing the position that they intend. Now, Wirfs might be back, but they're definitely missing two. I think the right guard and the right tackle is going to be out.
So you have that, and then after that, it's Bo Nix. It's Jackson Dart, the rookie for the Giants. Maybe Carson Wentz. And then Jackson Dart again.
Like, we can only hope.
Awesome. This is the portion of the schedule you can maybe get away with him being out.
And you guys were talking about it yesterday. I think we all looked at this and said, hey, if they're 3-1 after 4 games,
we're happy. Yes.
That's tremendous.
And we already reached the 3.
And you've already got the 3. But what concerns me about these injuries is playing in Tampa. And Baker Mayfield, I just saw, just came out. He was on Mark Sanchez's podcast. And he said, they can come down early on Friday, but you're not, you know how it is here. We're totally used to the heat all summer long, okay? And then we get the winter. And then when a 50-degree day happens, I said, we're all running out in shorts.
Right.
But if a 50-degree day happens, like in August, we got parkas on.
Yeah, it throws us off.
Yeah, your bodies, you know, adjust. So he's right on that. What I'm concerned about is, you know, the corner, we're so thin at corner. And you know, Hugh, you played in Jacksonville. That humidity. Yeah. Guys, when you're coming in, guys are going to need breathers. Mm. And, like, who's there?
Dory was at practice yesterday, but he's got a groin issue. Yeah. And he's not that good when he's healthy, so that's its own problem. Ja'Corian Bennett's out for at least 4 weeks. Your guy, Keely Ringo, might be up, Hugh.
Yeah, and the good thing about going, well, I mean, it's better. Mike Evans is not
playing.
Yeah,
he's out.
Yes. That helps.
And I think Godwin's going to be on a pitch count.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're going to play him, but not a lot, is what I heard.
Up. But you have to.
They got
be,
that rookie though.
Yeah, he's good.
You got to be careful about, because like in Florida, bounced off. It's more of the the sweating.
Yeah.
You know, and you're losing dehydration. So you gotta stay hydrated. That's
when
the
do you have
thing.
To start like really overloading the water like 4 days
started,
before?
Yeah,
like today?
Yeah, you should know you should have been started? Doing it. You should have been doing that after the last game.
All right, let's end with this.
Yes.
They have injuries up front, they have injuries at the back end. If they struggle in the pass rush or they have another injury, would you consider calling up Brandon Graham to see if he'd come back?
It's funny. DeCamera said that in our meeting before the show. And he said, if this was later in the season, you'd go, sure.
Because you only need him for a little burst.
You only need him for a little bit. And his wife probably won't be happy. Mm. So, I mean, he knows the system.
Of course he does.
And he was playing, but it all depends on how that arm is.
Yes.
So we don't know about what his arm's like.
Yeah, and his the mentality is different.
Yeah.
Because he's been hawking, you know, he's been selling different things. And
God bless him. He is enjoying retirement life.
Not his transition.
But the mentality is different.
Yeah, his brain has already switched up there. Yeah. And how many weeks till the trade deadline? 4 or 5? It's October, right? Isn't it? Or is it November? Is it usually like November 4th?
Pushed it to like the first week of November. So about a month.
Howie will have to make a deal. But we all kept thinking he was going to make a deal for a corner.
I know. Now we might have two needs.
How many draft picks does he have?
Yeah, he's got a lot.
He gave away 2 for Bigsby, and that's not worked out so well.
Yeah, he couldn't catch any of those kids.
I mean,
what was that on Sunday?
They're lucky they won that game because I normally don't like scream when I'm at the game, but I mean, by the 5th one, I'm going,
catch the ball.
That's what we were all yelling.
Come on.
We're like, what?
Well, their starting field position was like on the 10-yard line every time.
So then they're like, Eagles offense so terrible. I'm like, did you see where they started every drive?
It's not easy to start there.
It was brutal.
Rhea, we appreciate you hopping in, and we will talk to you next week. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop boards. So the Phillies let Schwarber go for the record or prioritize some rest this weekend. I mean, obviously, let this guy go for the record. And we'll take your phone calls on that. Plus, something Donovan McNabb said earlier this week got me thinking about the Eagles' offense and what is going on around here. That's next. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now, you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It would be the touchdown of your tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirits stores and grab yourself a bottle of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate response.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Possibly.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Been a loaded show today. If you missed it, Dave Dombrowski joined us at 3, Sheil Kapadia at 4, Sheil Kapadia at 3:30, Mike Mayock at 4. If you miss anything at any point in the show ever, you can go back using the free Odyssey app, the rewind function, or you can just subscribe to the podcast, WIP Afternoon Show, wherever you get your podcasts. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. What should the Eagles' identity be on offense for the rest of the season, run first or pass first? 54.9% say run first. Mayock, you like that? Mayock wants him to air it out at the beginning of the game there.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. He's right. It is a compelling matchup. If the Bucs are really good against the run, then you think, okay, we should start off and pass it. But then you realize you got Todd Bowles over there blitzing the hell out of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty compelling first quarter of a football game that's going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, I think they will prepare to try to counter some of the stuff that Todd Bowles is going to throw at him through the air, I mean. And if it's not successful, they clam up.
Yes.
Yeah, they're probably not going to give it a big chance.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're going to need to hit early unless they go down.
Right.
You know what I mean? But and that's where playing against this team, see, this is why it's – this sort of philosophy, in my opinion, is tricky to navigate week in and week out. Because now you're going to play a team that may not be able to score as frequently.
Tampa.
Tampa. So you give a false sense of security that you don't need to be aggressive scoring.
All we need to do is not turn the ball over. Exactly. They can't score. But then you put yourself in a situation.
You keep them in the game, Spike.
Yes.
Why let them hang around?
Yes.
And you're in their building. So you let home teams hang around. Guess what happens? We say this all the time. When you kick field goals and score instead of scoring touchdowns, all you're doing is letting the team hang around. The Rams found that out last week.
Yep. And
you
as
let
you,
the team hang around, they steal the game at the end.
And as you've mentioned, I think Baldy, you know, we asked Baldy who was going to win the game. He said whoever has the ball last.
Right.
One of the things that feeds into that is there's a lot of good quarterbacks that Eagles are going against this year, and they're going against a guy this week who has the Bucs have won on the final drive every game so far this week. So you don't want to put yourself in a situation where they have a chance to win the game at the end of the game, right? Yep. Go up two touchdowns. Up two touchdowns. All right, even though Jack wants them to be conservative.
Yeah. Win the game.
Yeah, win the game.
Just win the game.
Let's
take that for an offensive strategy.
Yeah. They should run when they can run and pass when they can pass.
That's right.
Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Says Jackie Baseball.
By the way, Jack.
Yeah.
Did you know where we're going to be next Friday?
Of course I know where we're going to be next Friday.
Red October Rally at Stateside Live. You might be saying, what the heck is Stateside Live?
Yeah.
It is what Xfinity Live used to be. It's that same building. It's called Stateside Live there. The midday show is going to be there. We're going to be there getting everybody ready for Phillies playoff action. So that is next Friday.
Special guests all throughout.
Jack's working on stuff. I'm not working on anything.
Per usual.
Jack's working on stuff. That is Friday, not this coming Friday, next Friday at Stateside Live. Again, what is Stateside Live? It used to be Xfinity Live. Now it is Stateside Live. Don't go to the Stateside Bar in Fishtown.
No.
That's not what Stateside Live in South Philly.
But also a good hangout if you want to.
Well, it's a great hang. I'm just saying next Friday if you're looking for us, you want to be at Stateside Live.
And listen, we're about a week and a half away from the playoffs. It's a perfect time to get a good read on the franchise and order your copy of Ring the Bell before the postseason.
Ringthebellbook.com. I thought we were done this.
I forgot about it, honestly.
Okay. All right.
So, still feeding my kids water sandwiches. Want to send Walker and Sonny to school one day, buy the book.
Okay. All right.
You still got copies of that?
I do have copies of it. Yeah.
Trump.
We're moving books. It's good.
What?
We're moving books.
I want you to cut that.
Nope. Yes. Come on. Come on, cut it. Just one.
That'd be better, Taylor.
Oh, now it's on you.
We're all having fun.
Exactly, yes. Bring that back, man.
All right, so divert the attention. So,
I need my own drop board.
Exactly. You do. Last time that happened, whatever. So, we talked about Rob Thomson. He would let Kyle Schwarber go for the record this weekend.
Yep.
Kyle Schwarber also talked about it last night. Here's what he had to say.
If it gets to a point this weekend where you guys have clinched everything you can clinch, and Rob comes in and said, do you want to chase the record or have a day off? Like, which way would you lean on that?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, that it's, you know, everything that we got to do is in front of us. It's, you know, and it's about finishing healthy. And, you know, but you also have to field a lineup, too. So I'm also kind of at the bottom of the totem pole there where, you know, I don't play the field much. So, you know, I'm always going to be ready to play a game. And like I've always said, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, great. You know, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about getting all of our guys through the end of 162 and then everyone being ready to be healthy and push towards what we need to go to.
Just play. I mean, come on. Get the rep. He's a DH. He's playing 10 minutes.
The question is phrased, too. Yeah. I mean, chase the home run record, yeah, versus resting when you got everything locked. It made it seem as if it would be a selfish act.
Yeah, I would have expected him to play generally anyway.
Yes.
Maybe he would have taken off one of the games. But baseball players play. They don't have a whole set of backups to play.
Yeah.
And I think he made that point there. He's at the bottom of the totem pole there because he doesn't play the field.
Yep.
They give when they want to give a guy a day off, sometimes they just make him DH. That's what sometimes when they want to give JT, you know, some rest or Bryce some rest, they let him DH. That's what that is.
Yeah.
He can take four at bats this weekend.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Well, and the thing is with him, he can hit two in a game very easily. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially with Nick Abel starting on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, so welcome home, Nick.
Leave him in there every game. You called this yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to make a drama film.
You called it, yeah. You called it yesterday.
Yeah, yep.
You did.
Now, the thing that would really suck is, like, if he's going to break it before Sunday.
Yes.
Because Sunday, it's a 1 o'clock game. Eagles play at 1. Oh. It gets completely buried. It doesn't feel like, I mean, it'll still be a moment, but it won't hit the same.
No, it certainly won't hit the same.
No, and I'll be looking at it on my iPad.
I know.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to watch it on the TV, not the iPad.
Yeah.
83 inches.
So, yeah. So, also, well, the way Kyle Schwarber talks, he's going to be a manager one day. He said, like, he has a feel to him. He's going to eventually be the manager here when Thompson's done.
He only needs to play 10 minutes less of baseball per game.
To be a manager.
Yeah. He only plays 10 minutes more of baseball than Rob Thompson does.
Hey, and he's about to get paid $140 million. Not a bad gig.
Not a bad gig at all.
Not a bad gig if you can get it. So, the lineup is out. Good news, Bryce is back in the lineup.
Oh, there he goes.
30 homer chase is back on.
We're acting 30 homer chase. 30 homers. What's bigger this weekend? Kyle Schwarber breaking the franchise record or Bryce getting a 30?
For me, it's Bryce 30.
Yeah, I know it is.
We're getting closer and closer to 500. So, and JT is back in the lineup. And I think that this is...
Oh, wow. That was quick.
Yeah. So, good news. Yeah. Good news. And I think this is really close to what the lineup's going to be when the playoffs start. So Bader will not be leading off, but he's leading off tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll eventually be Trey. But Bader, Schwarber, Bryce, I think Bohm's going to be in the four hole. I think it's going to be Marsh. And then it's going to be Bader, JT, or JT, Bader right there. So tonight it's Bader, Schwarber, Harper, Bohm, Marsh, JT, Kepler, Stott, Edmundo.
So they're not making any real lineup moves in the playoffs.
No.
We had talked about Schwarber hitting behind Bryce. That's not going to happen.
I don't. But again, like if things are going south, I just want them to be on top of things. I don't want to just be like, we've gotten this far. We won 95 plus games, won the division. If it's looking dire, make a move.
Yep.
A move. Walker Buehler on the mound tonight. Why I think that is interesting is, especially from the standpoint of not him starting in the playoffs. If he gets to start a game in the postseason, things are going south. But from the standpoint of, can he be a leverage righty out of the pen? Like, Kirkering looks shook. Kirkering does not look like he has much confidence right now. Robertson, we've seen him recently take a step back. Do I think Buehler can do it? I wouldn't necessarily say I do because he's never really done it. But at the same time, they might need another righty out of the bullpen that can be a leverage type arm if Robertson falters and Kirkering continues to pitch the way that he does.
I try to be a Kirkering guy. He makes it tough.
Yeah.
He really makes it tough. He's got great stuff, but it really does look like he gets off his mark so easy mentally.
Well, and Gelb had a story the other day where he has already talked about 2025 in the past, and he...
Wait a minute. Kirkering has referred to 2025 as the past?
Like he's saying, like, basically, like, this, like, the season. Like, okay. It's about already a finality to it.
Okay.
It's been a disappointing year for him. And he said that when he gets in the game, he looks at his movement and sees how his stuff is playing. Like, so that's
so mentally, he's
in his own head.
Yeah, he's in his own head.
Yes. So that is one to kind of file away and monitor as we head into the postseason. And then Rob Thompson confirmed what Dave Dombrowski said with us, that Trey Turner is going to be good for the NLDS, and hopefully he plays in some games this weekend. And I thought this was a funny thing. Trey said he did not watch the Phillies celebrate in the NL East from home. He was too jealous.
Oh.
He half-joked. According to Ty Daubert. But you know he was definitely...
Well, and it was late, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like 1:30 in the morning.
I don't think I watched it.
No, I saw it the next morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it next morning. Yeah. Well, good to have Trey back. I would like him to get a few at-bats before the NLDS. I think that would be, I mean, it's been, what, it's been 2 weeks for him? So him getting some at-bats would be smart. All right, 215-592-9494. You know what else would be smart? Calling Guida. What can they do for you? Replace your old drafty windows. Did it for me. Almost every single window in my house, front door as well. Guida has been doing it for years upon years upon years. Happy customer after happy customer after happy customer. You call Guida now, take advantage of their buy one, get one half off sale before winter gets in here and that cold air starts going through those old drafty windows. But for every door window you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. Mix and match as you'd like. Get a front entry door, get a half off a window. Get a window, get half off a storm door. Mix and match. The more that you get, the more that you save. Start your project with no money down and take up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. This offers for a limited time. There are restrictions. You want to get all the details? You call 877-GO-GUIDA. While you're on the phone with him, you set up a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Furry Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
Ike, Spike, Jackie Baseball. How's everybody doing this afternoon?
What's up, Furry Bruce?
Hey, I can't call. Down in the ATL enjoying my lemon pepper wings and being fun police with the grandkids.
Oh, wait a minute. Go. Are you getting lemon pepper wings at
the Magic City?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I'm on grandkids watch.
So okay, all right.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
You're not putting the wolf costume on and walking into Magic City. Get some wings.
No, not this trip. I don't have the bandwidth to do that. So.
Okay, all right.
No, but good convo, guys, about this issue with the Eagles. Spike, I do agree with you. The passing definitely needs to be incorporated more, and here's the reason why. Is because, to your point, all of the defensive corners, they're taking a play out of what our strong point is, and they have focused on taking away the running game. And it's been successful because of a combination of things. It's not only just because of the defensive scheme, but I think part of it is due to our offensive line. We got injuries, and it's just not optimally playing and
happy birthday, Taylor.
Yeah, what's that?
No, that's Jack. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it has to change up the approach for sure. It definitely has to change up, and we'll see where it goes. But it has to be situational. They can't go overboard with it. I think it needs to be situationally, and it comes down to taking what the defense gives you. So if we have the ability to run the ball, then run the ball. But if it changes up and we can't do that, they're putting eight men in a box. Then you
throw the ball.
And you throw the ball. It's just that,
it's that simple, Spike.
It's not rocket science. Yeah.
But I don't think it should be that difficult for reverse. When do you back up? How long are you in Atlanta for?
I'll be back in Virginia on Sunday.
All right.
And then I'm coming up to Philly the following weekend. So hopefully I'm going to try to catch one of those games.
All right.
We'll see. Keep y'all posted.
All right, Furry Bruce. Good to talk to you, bud. Do you have that audio of AJ Brown? So Furry Bruce said something that people say a lot. And I think to an extent it is, it might not be actually how it works all the time. Something about taking what the defense gives you. AJ was talking about us having so many talented players that we can sort of dictate what the offense should be, not allow the defense to dictate what the offense should be. I guess there is some truth to the taking what the defense gives you. But I also hear what AJ is saying. Make them adjust.
Of course.
Right? I mean,
yes. That's what an offense is supposed to do, that it has the level of talent that we have. That's why I keep saying this idea that we have to play this conservative, just don't turn the ball over sort of football game. We don't have to do that. And that's what AJ is saying. And here's what I'm telling you. And we don't need to this will become an issue at some point.
What the?
If the idea is we're going to run the ball, we're not going to throw the ball very much. What I mean by that is that I don't know how long receivers want to play in an offense where they don't get the ball.
Especially, by the way, after what the second half looked like.
Yes.
If you're a receiver and if you're AJ or Devontae, and the second half went the way the second half went, mm-hmm. and then we go into the first half against the Bucks, and we are throwing 3-yard outs and running the ball into the middle of the line, they must look at the coaching staff, look at the quarterback, and say, "What are we doing here? What do we have to show you?" You know, we showed you.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Like, and this, and once they get a little taste of that success, how do you go away from that? So there had better be, if nothing else, the attempt to do it.
Just try.
Yeah, the attempt to do it. So, or what you'll wind up seeing is that eventually it will boil over in a loss.
And then that's when everyone will feel free to speak. Yeah.
Yes.
It's harder to say it after a win. It's not so hard to say it after a loss.
Yep.
Anthony in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Ant?
All right. I got something to say. You ready? So I'm a diehard fan. I love the Phillies so much and everything. So I'm going to say this. I think the Phillies will play the Dodgers in the NLDS.
Okay.
Win and score. They'll play the Brewers in the NLCS, win 5. And then they're going to play an American League East team, say Yankees, Red Sox, or the Blue Jays, and they're going to win on October 29th, like they did in 2008 on that Wednesday. And they're going to be partying down Broad Street October 31st, just on Halloween. And I'm going to say it right now, I'm calling it, I'm going to call my shot, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but if I'm right, I better get a shout out, because I think it's true. I think it's true. This is the year.
Wait, we're going to win. Okay, we win the NLDS in 4 games. Then we're beating the Brewers in 5? We're just breezing through the playoffs at that point.
I think so, man. I think this is the year. I have fully confidence in this team because of one thing and one thing only. They know this team won't be the same this year. So I just think, you know what? I think they're going to just fully every team.
Listen, it would be the same path, except a little reversed. They went Brewers, Dodgers in 08.
Oh, there you go.
And then faced an AL East team in the World Series.
Basically, they got to win it for Jack. They got to win it for Fritz.
For the fans.
And Fritz. Well, you're the fans.
Well.
They got to win it for Fritz. Win it for Zach, win it for Jack.
Sure.
In that order. All right, Ann.
In that order.
Can you imagine they just breeze through the playoffs?
No shot. Like, there's just no shot.
And your order of...
They almost did in 08.
Yeah, well, 08 was a cakewalk. They had tight games.
They won
the NLCS in 5.
I was going to say they won every series in 5, right?
Well, DS in 4.
Oh, was that in 4?
They owe me a run.
Well, yeah, you missed 22.
Was DS a 5-game series back then, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed 22. I missed 23. I got stuck with that nonsense last year.
Yeah.
Sitting in the City Field watching you do a post-game show, watching Ike counting his money.
Yeah, smiling, running up and down the high-fiving Mets fans with Lindor home run.
Who was the basketball announcer you got to be?
Mike Breen.
Mike Breen's cheesing, smiling.
I was cheesing for that one, yes.
Mike Breen, I never saw him so excited in my life.
I told Mike Breen, don't even look at me.
We got to, come on. We're out of run. Like, give us a run. All right, Jack, what is coming up in the top 5 of 5 next? Everybody's wondering.
So, Edmundo Sosa, 3 home runs last night. We haven't mentioned that.
I haven't even mentioned it.
Yep.
Got me thinking, because he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Who are my favorite?
Everybody's favorites.
Who is my favorite role players in Philadelphia sports history?
I like the role player thing.
Who do you Kafka jerseys? You have.
No, not Kafka.
Right.
G.J. Kinney.
G.J. Kinney.
I was a Ross Gloed guy.
You always have been a role player.
I have a Ross Gloed Royals jersey. Yeah, I love Ross Gloed.
It was money.
Yeah, he was. Dude, I'd love to have who doesn't want a Ross Gloed on their team?
I've been saying this team's a Ross Gloed away from winning a title.
He's like Harrison Bader in a bad mood. That's what Ross Gloed was. All right, top 5 of 5 is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.